Hi, welcome back to Chats with Chimzoo. Today we were discussing Tim O'Brien's book, The Things We Care. In this book, many topics are discussed, such as pride, weaknesses, fear, etc. But today we will be discussing and analyzing grief. No, guilt. Guilt is a common factor when people have dealt with a loss of a loved one or a pet or a friend. People's mind tends to think of things in a different way. We can see this in Jimmy Cross, who's in love with a girl named Martha, but him being in love with Martha led to the death of one of his fellow men. This led to the guilt, and the consequence was him being and feeling shameful and depressed. You can see this when Riot Cali, also when he deals with the death of his best friend Kurt Lemon, he's also angry. You know, dealing with grief, this can cause anger. This can cause it to be taken out on other people when you don't know what you're dealing with or how to deal with that grief. It can cause a person to feel isolated, feel alone from everyone, and the pain and intensity of this emotion reflects that a person is not really ready to accept what happened or accept the death. It can lead to guilt and later on the anger being spilled over onto a person they love or a significant other. Many soldiers, fictional or non-fictional, in the U.S., many of them have dealt with losing a fellow soldier. O'Brien deals with a man that he killed, went into Vietnam War. Potentially, he's more in shock because he hasn't really accepted it, you know. He's dealt with anger, denial, and depression. But he hasn't necessarily come to peace with accepting the reality of killing somebody and the death of him. Norman Bowker, you can also see that he dealt with the death of Kiowa. He continually explained he would have got his seven medal if he saved Kiowa when they were in the, shithole. He kept on bargaining with, if I had did this, what if I did this, then I could have prevented him from being, you know, from Kiowa dying. And this had a great toll on him. And we can see the different stages of grief and how this affects soldiers and how it can lead. Potentially, as you see, Norman Bowker, they said that 3 years later he killed himself because he thought he couldn't have anyone to talk to. He thought no one would understand how not dealing with grief or not dealing with the anger that people have pent up inside them can lead to consequences like this and situations like this. And Tim O'Brien dutifully explains and analyzes grief and shows how the soldiers carried that grief, how they kept it inside, how they never really allowed anyone to see it, or how they never really dealt with it and continued that state of grief, potentially until they died or until they overwhelmed to the point where they committed suicide. So, yeah, Tim O'Brien explains this grief in a very, dutifully matter in a very beautiful manner. It shows different situations of different people, different soldiers, different backgrounds, of how they each dealt with this. Thank you for coming to Chats with Chimzoo, and that's all for today. Thanks. But also, you can see that many of them had situations where they couldn't, talk to anybody, like Norman Bowker.